We're going to focus on this verse. Venerable Geshe-la says, out of his great kindness, Jetun Karpa introduced all the sutra and santra teachings of Buddha as practical instructions. However, my great good fortune in having met Holy Dharma, the doctrine of Buddha, might remain with me for just this one life. In this verse, Venerable Geshe-la is teaching us how to meditate on the preciousness of our human life. We can say, as Venerable Geshe-la says, in How to Transform Your Life with Wisdom, we can understand how our human life is precious, rare, and meaningful. So how is this human life that we possess precious? How is it rare? How is it meaningful? If we understand this, then through this meditation, Venerable Geshe-la says, the purpose of this meditation is to encourage ourselves to take the real meaning of our human life and not to waste it on meaningless activities. So the real meaning of our human life is to attain enlightenment, or to get as close to attaining enlightenment as we possibly can with the time that we have available, the opportunity that we now have. And meaningless activities means any any activities that are not leading us towards liberation or enlightenment, towards the permanent cessation of delusions, permanent cessation of suffering, excuse me, and towards everlasting happiness, the great bliss of enlightenment. So encouraging us to make the most of this precious opportunity and not to waste this opportunity. This we have to check. I think for me, when I think about this, and also Genrakhenra have mentioned many times in his teaching, the thing we have to look out for is the great risk that we have of wasting this opportunity. If we're not careful, our story, our life story, becomes a story of wasted opportunities. When we understand a little bit from this verse how precious this opportunity is, and then later we realize we wasted that opportunity, we'll have such deep regret. And also, we should know, as Genrakhenra have said, if you receive an opportunity and you waste it, you create the cause not to have that opportunity again in the future. So if we want a precious opportunity like this in our next life, we have to make the most of the opportunity that we now have.